what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So thankful to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for caring. Thank you for showing up. I got to tell you about my very, special day today in just a minute. But I want to make sure first that you know that tomorrow there's a very important event going on that the station is helping to put on. And Frank Morano begged me, pleaded with me, please, please give us a plug for this. I don't know what he's so worried about. I know that the AM 970 team's going to show up. I don't have any worry about that. But they're doing a criminal reform and other related issues, criminal justice and jail reform issues, panel discussion tomorrow from 2 in the afternoon until 6 p.m. Now, I would advise you to be out of there by 4 because you definitely need to catch Kevin McCullough on AM 970 at 4 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock, John Katzimatidis is on the air. So I would say at least go to the 2 to 4 slot. And then, you know, then you can sit there and nod your head at Frank while he's doing the panels. But with an earpiece in your ear, you can listen to the app and you can catch up on all the news that you missed all day long. Anyway, it's going to take place at Nyack College tomorrow, 2 to 6 in the afternoon. Elias Hussamadine, Bernie Carrick, Frank Morano, and a whole host of experts on bail reform and on criminal justice, et cetera, are all doing it. And it's being put on by COBA, Nyack College, and AM 970 The Answer. Tickets are free, but you need them to get in. AM970TheAnswer.com if you're here in New York, and that should be a lot of fun. Also, if you have not gotten your complimentary sample of CoQ10ergy, the official energy drink of Kevin McCullough Radio, I've got a free sample, 16-ounce in size, and I'm going to pay for the postage to get it to you. I'm going to pay for the shipping. So go to kmcfree.com and get that. And then what else? Oh, yes. So earlier today, I had the chance to go to the memorial service for one Dr. Herb London, who has left an enormous impact on not just New York, but on the world because of his clear thinking and his extraordinary gifts as a husband and father and man. And his daughter said something, Stacy said something in the service today that I just thought was really good. She said, you know, my dad was known for how he dressed. And you know, if you were ever around Dr. London, that he dressed well. He loved, he reveled in good dressing. But she said that he did that. He wanted to be appropriate in how he's dressed at all times and in all circumstances because he thought to do less would be to disrespect the people that he was with. Friends, that is gallant chivalry, which are two words that are not often associated with any of our leaders anymore. And I sure wish they were. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.